joining me on the March edition of Our Town, John Thompson is here with me. And as many of you know, John Thompson is the owner of Coast Radio. And we got a few things we're going to talk about today. Let's start off with what we already know, and that is the KCFM upgrade that happened this last month.
Yeah, a project off our bucket list, so to speak. We have a couple of upgrades we've been working on for a couple of years. Some regulation changes allowed us to increase power at 103.1 FM in Mapleton. And it was a substantial increase in coverage. And, you know, it was driven a lot by a lot of emergency information over the past several years with the wildfires, with the pandemic. Our need or want to serve the communities up the river from Mapleton, Swiss Home, Tide, Brickerville, Deadwood, Indian Creek, all those areas. We now reach into most of those areas with a very strong signal that should provide an avenue for us to do a number of things, including emergency information, local news. Also, you know, we'd like to do some more Mapleton sports, and this gives us an opportunity maybe to do some more games in football and basketball when there's conflicts on our other sister station, KCST. So really excited about the increased coverage. You can also listen to KCFM 103.1 almost to Walton or right about Walton now.
Well, actually, you know, I don't know if you saw the video that I sent you the other day. I stopped at the no tie sign on 126 there, and I played 103.1 and then I lifted up to show you the sign that we were actually coming in at that intersection there. So you can get it all the way to that. And right after that, it just dropped off.
Yeah. I knew it got to Walton. Right. And from there, you know, didn't know how many communities or homes it would be able to reach, but solid to Walton, which is a huge increase in our coverage area. So really excited about that. We also have backup power there with a generator that should come on in case of a loss of electricity, which happens during disasters and emergencies. So, you know, that's very positive for us.
Another upgrade that's coming down the pike very shortly is another upgrade to Coast Radio KCST. Talk a little bit about what's happening there. I understand there's a transmitter that's going to be going into that location.
Yeah, we bought a brand new transmitter for 106.9 FM. We've had some issues with it over the past several years. When we've had power outages, it'll lock it up and we'll be at a much reduced power. This brand new transmitter should take care of that, make it more stable in an emergency. It also uses less power. It's, you know, the old one's 15 plus years old. So the difference is going to be substantial in the amount of savings on electricity, dollar savings, as well as, you know, trying to contribute to using less electricity and being a green footprint, so to speak. And we're moving to new facilities, better facilities, which we're excited about, with good backup power and good support from the organization that we rent from. We'll be moving to a different tower. We may improve coverage of 104.1 also, which goes with the move. That'll be small improvements, nothing like 103.1, which was pretty substantial.
What about 106.9? Will people notice any difference in the strength of that coverage or the reach of that, or will it be pretty much similar?
I think it'll be pretty much similar. It might fill in a couple of little areas a little better than what is currently out there, but it's a pretty small adjustment to the coverage of 106.9.
And that's when do you anticipate that happening?
We hope to be done with that by the middle of the summer.
Okay.
So that's kind of the timeline. The transmitter, you know, delivery issues and stuff, they're talking March, and then we'll slowly make the transition. We have to come up with new antennas and some other equipment that goes with it. So expect it in the middle of the summer and definitely want to get it done before the fall and the, you know, disruptive weather that comes late fall and winter.
All right. Before we get to home show, recently another announcement was made, and this is kind of where I got to kind of step back a little bit, you know, from the interviewer and let you talk about another change that has happened over this last couple months.
I almost interrupted you when you introduced me as the owner of the radio station, because we have a little bit of a change. We have a partnership, and you and your wife, Deb, are part of that partnership now, and we're Pam and I are thrilled with that new opportunity for us from a standpoint of, you know, I am getting older. I needed to have some kind of succession plan, some kind of help. I don't want to retire. I would like to step back a little bit, take a little pressure off. That did the trick. I found a partner that shares all the same values that I have, has the same perception of what community radio should be. It also ensures that I have you around for a long time to come, George. And, you know, we become very dependent on you and the quality of work you do and the amount of work you do here at the radio station. So, you know, it checked off a lot of boxes for Pam and I. And I think for the staff, who probably, as they see their owner getting older and getting closer to retirement, wonders, is he going to sell the radio station to somebody new, to maybe to a group of radio stations? It has always been my intent to try to keep this station locally owned and locally operated. And this helps ensure that for the foreseeable future, certainly, and hopefully that's where it'll always be. But that was always the goal. And, we're just thrilled that we're able to take this step in that direction. I know it's good for the community as well as my staff and as well as for Pam and I. So welcome on board on the ownership end of things. It's great to have a partner that I've known for quite some time and know what I expect out of them.
I appreciate that very much. And, I can't say much other than to add the fact that, you know, Deb and I talked a while about this, and we both agreed that this was the best place to kind of put those roots and make them established, you know, because, I mean, you know, things happen, go down the road, things change and that. But this gave us the opportunity to say, yeah, this is where we want to be, you know, for the foreseeable future. So that was
And I think Coast Radio is probably considered an institution in this town. We've been here almost 35 years, 35 years of success coming up in just a year or two. So, you know, I think it's been such a win-win-win all the way around for everybody on this partnership. And so welcome aboard, and thank you again for your trust in me also.
Absolutely. And now let's get on to something that's happening very close, not something, you know, midsummer like we were talking about with the KCST upgrade. But we've got the Florence Home and Garden Show coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Now, tell us a little bit. Now, we took a day off. We took the Sunday out of there, extended the hours for that. Talk a little bit about how the pandemic has kind of changed the way you look at this year in particular, not necessarily next year or the year after, but this year in particular.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this is the last year that I have to take in consideration of a number of things. And you kind of hit it on the nose. I wanted to talk about the changes and the challenges and then the numbers. The big changes, we've gone from a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. Sunday was usually a four-hour, half-short day. We eliminated that, and we expanded Friday. We'll open at noon on Friday, this coming Friday, and that's 2 hours earlier. We used to open at 2 and go to 6. We'll go from noon to 6 on Friday. So that was a pretty substantial change. The other really substantial change is free admission. And both of those were kind of driven from the current situation. The pandemic is easing with the Omicron variant now on a downward spiral, and it's dropping like the numbers are dropping like rocks. So, but we knew there'd still be probably a masking requirement. We knew there'd still be some concerns. I didn't want we get lines in previous home shows that stack up out in the lobby to get in, and I didn't want people standing in line to get in a pandemic, or at least towards the end of a pandemic. And we also wanted to encourage attendance, and not everybody wants to wear a mask, and so we wanted to make this as available as possible to the residents here. Our vendors will be masked. We are asking everybody to wear a mask. That's required at the FEC, still an OHA directive, so they feel like they have no choice. This would hopefully will encourage attendance. We've got a really good lineup. It was the most challenging year ever. I had to make some of these changes for the good of the show and for my vendors. And, you know, we got a real late start because at the time that we normally start working on the home show, we were in the middle of the peak of the Omicron variant. And there were projections, and we saw them, but we wanted to wait and make sure that that's the way the trends would go. And that happened. So about the end of December, which is about almost 2 months later than usual, we started putting it together. And we decided to go ahead with it because we had a good enthusiasm, good response from vendors, both returning vendors. More importantly, we had a lot of inquiries from new vendors this year. And I think kind of one of the highlights is the newest vendors, the vendors that haven't been here before. We've got 16 of our 40-plus booths are new vendor booths. So it's probably the biggest influx of vendors who haven't been in the home show before here in Florence coming in over the other 23 years. I mean, we've always had a good core returning vendors. You know, Laurel Bay Gardens being kind of the staple in the middle with her centerpiece design. Theme this year, Celebrate Gardens. She's going to have a wonderful display again. Alongside Hardcover Spas, which is going to be in the middle of the display, so to speak. So we had that enthusiasm, and we had a lot of new vendors reaching out. We've got a good reputation as a home show with vendors that do multiple shows. So they get out there, they're doing another show, they're talking to vendors. The vendors that inquire tell us, hey, we got this show recommended by your other vendors that are at the other shows, and they speak very highly of it. It's considered one of the best small market shows in the Northwest. And we take a lot of pride in that. So we're able to put together what I think is a really good lineup of vendors this year. It was challenging, yes, masks being one of the issues, and short time frame being another. So 40-plus booths inside. 16 of them are new. We've got some interesting stuff. We got, for the first time ever, we have a hemp dealer, a Metolius hemp dealer coming over. Now that's, there's no THC in it. It's hemp. And he's got some products. And there's a lot of research being done on the health benefits of CBD oils and such. So I think that's going to be an attraction. We've got a lot of product demonstration booths this year, more than we ever have had. We still have some tastings. We're still doing some grand prize drawings. We'll do them all on a late Saturday afternoon. $500 cash, $250 certificate to Laurel Bay Gardens, and then a hybrid water heater from PUD and Nest Thermostat. So,
plenty of reasons for people to come. Obviously,
Yes, and I'm thinking there's a little pent up demand as we reach spring, and I mean we've got a great variety. If you've been trying to find an electrician, if you're looking for a contractor, yard maintenance, gardens, we've got a lot of variety here that has to do with the home and garden. We've got some really interesting new a gift store, Uncommon Collective. That's excited about the show. And if you haven't been into their shop in Old Town, here will be your exposure to that. We've got some out-of-town vendors coming with some new products and some craft products. So I'm excited about this year's show. It's been a challenge, but I'm looking forward to Friday and Saturday. And just want to emphasize, there is no Sunday show, so don't wait. Show up. You can get there as early as noon on Friday.
It'll be a great show, and obviously, like you said, again, just to mention, it doesn't cost anything to get into this. It's going to be free admission, and you know, if you're looking to remodel your kitchen, you want some flooring, you want cabinets for kitchen or bath, all that stuff's going to be there, as you mentioned, you know.
Granite and marble countertops, as you said, cabinets. Sears is going to be there, probably with a spring lineup, I'm guessing.
Lawn and garden and things like that, yeah.
And so really a nice broad variety of home decor and products and services that you need for around the house.
We promise it will not disappoint. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, John, thanks so much for taking some time here today. It's good to let everybody know kind of what's going on, and thank you again for the opportunity to partner with you and moving forward. And I know you said you're getting older. I'm not getting any younger myself, but at least between the two of us, we can stretch this thing out a little bit.
You bet. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working at the radio station for quite some time to come.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet.
And that'll do it. That's the March edition of Our Town. Tune in again next month when we do it all over again.